When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What is happening? It's a Nintendo PowerCast episode 382. I'm your host, N64, Josh Crawler. What's up, dude?
Hey, how's it going? Crawler coming at you.
Cheesy, what up?
What's going on, cheese curds?
Johnny, how are you?
What's up? I have a new thing. So I'm going to be positive, and I give you permission as soon as I go negative to mute me.
I give it a minute.
That long?
I'm just not going to talk.
All right. Well, before we get into this, you guys, of course, we have the Patreon. You can go and sign up and get the bonus episodes. I think we changed the name. Did we? Did we change the name? It was NPC
Expansion Pack, wasn't it?
Yeah. If you want the expansion pack of NPC, head on over to patreon.com/NintendoPowerCast to check out the different tiers that are available. Keep in mind, it is
has not- more content than Halo.
Mute.
Yeah, there we go.
That didn't take very long. Johnny's gone.
I got it right? A minute.
Yeah,
dang, not right. This is hard. This is really hard.
It's difficult. Of course, we have the Discord. About. Yeah. Oh, the split. Yeah, the Splatoon Switch. There you go. We got the Discord. N64Josh.com/Discord. Come hang out, chat Nintendo games and whatever else you're into. There was quite the conversation going on today about what was the best game per console. Like, best game on the 360, best game on the GameCube, so on and so forth. That was the chat that was happening tonight. So, pretty interesting. They started with Sega Saturn. I was like, what's a Sega Saturn? You know, that's then they were like, how can we kick you out of your own Discord? I'm like, I don't think you can. So...
It's kind of hard.
So some fun stuff happening over there. Let's talk about where people can find you guys and your streams. Crawler, kick it off.
Streaming, I'm not really doing that so much. But
if you guys did, where would it be?
Yeah, if I did, it would be on probably twitch.tv/nightcrawler724, Nightcrawler without the E. Same for Twitter and TikTok, nightcrawler724, Nightcrawler without the E.
You just literally went full Red Stapler right there. You were just like, this will never see me. Like you totally just
moved. I can just move it away.
Yeah, that's what you did. That is definitely what you did.
It makes for good radio, you know.
It does. Cheesy, where can people find you?
You can find me on Twitter, TikTok, Twitch, Instagram, CheesyC64, CHEEZYC64.
And Johnny Bo playing Multiverses, right?
I actually haven't played Multiverses in a little bit, but Gizmo's coming out, so that's exciting. But Gizmo. I'm Johnny Bo everywhere. Twitch, Twitter, TikTok, YouTube. I actually streamed on YouTube the other day. That was pretty fun.
Yeah, that's what I like to hear. Little YouTube action. Guys, I'm N64 Josh everywhere. Less stress, right? Yeah. I'm N64 Josh everywhere, and I've been doing very little streaming because it's been nice outside, and I've Super Rush didn't have enough content, I decided to golf for real, and so periodically you'll hear me say nice on or birdie putt, and
I think we need a stream of that.
There's actually gonna be a TikTok made of it because I golf with two other guys, and it's pretty hilarious, actually, some of the stuff that we do. So there'll probably be like a regular Easter egg hunt where we go and find golf balls in the woods. And some good stuff there. But let's talk Nintendo and Splatoon. Starting with Splatoon 3. So we played the Splatfest. And to me, I mean, I'll just say it felt a little bit more of the same. It also didn't feel bad because hey, Splatoon 2 wasn't bad. I was kind of focusing a little more on stream than I was on the game. And my thing with Splatoon, I love to grind and get the goods, but that wasn't happening during this Splatfest. So it really didn't matter all that much. I didn't play enough to even do the triple threat match. So
you didn't play late enough in the day.
Yeah, no, I played for just an hour. And like I said, it felt like more Splatoon. I was disappointed that the NZAP 85, instead of giving everybody shields, gives you these cans that give you a random power up that I was kind of like, this is kind of weak sauce. Like, I hope that gets patched or something. Cause I'm like, unless you're really communicating, letting everybody know, hey, this thing's right here.
Yeah. Which that was my biggest hang up on
what I was doing with it. I'm like, what is this thing? What is this thing doing? At least I used to have a strategy where I'd build my stats to give me my power up the quickest. And then give everybody shields as fast as I could. It was like, that was like my thing. So I was a little sad that I couldn't do that. But other than that, the game felt smooth. It felt like the netcode at times when the game was working was better. What, like I had to put the little asterisk right there because Johnny Bo is currently shaking his head no right now. But
it was
terrible.
Yeah. Negative. Mute him.
That was just
he just got, if you're only listening, Johnny just got kicked out of the show again. So
that was just a fact. You know. That wasn't even like a negative comment. It was just a fact.
Yeah.
I'm added my second account, which is a quote unquote European account, to my family plan first thing on Saturday morning and played a little bit early. And I think it didn't like that the fact that I was playing on European servers. I think I only got one or two matches of like the four or five that I attempted, and the rest all got kicked out. So it might have been ping. It might have been, I don't know. But I don't know. The European aspect that I had wasn't great. And then it did seem...
Well, that makes sense.
That makes sense. But then later on... I was in and out because I had a kid's birthday party to go to and other stuff to do throughout the day. So I was in and out a little bit. But there could be some times that were frustrating to play against other people. I don't know. But it was fun. I enjoyed the lobby room. Is nice to be able to have other stuff to do in between matches.
It's nice to be able to not leave.
I don't to be negative this time. Josh got us covered. You know?
I just watched Cheesy shake his head like, uh-oh.
I wish the UI was a little more intuitive. Like, I feel like there's a lot of...
I feel like it's a lot better.
I feel like there's a lot of menus and stuff. Like, I was trying to figure out how to join on some, like trying to figure out how to join on somebody's game was a little confusing sometimes too, but I don't know.
Yeah. So before I give my thoughts on what I thought of it, just to back up a little bit. I just want to say thank you to Josh for hooking us up with the Splatoon Switch OLED. That was really cool of you, man.
Of course.
But maybe. I have to talk about it because I waited in line at Best Buy early in the morning, hoping that they were going to have them in store, even though like Nintendo didn't even talk about them being released until the day of at like 10 a.m. my time. And it was just like, I mean, I guess it's the time to do it. But I also was like, you didn't really hype this up much. And it just went online. But anyway, there was somebody else that was waiting in line at the Best Buy. And I was telling them how I had the chance to order it online with you guys that night, but I was like, no, I'll go wait in line. Like, you know, there's something nostalgic about...
But you didn't even order it?
I didn't. No, I said that I did. And I was like, I'm greedy and I just want to go wait in line like how it used to be. And I think it will be fine because nobody really knows that it exists. Like, Nintendo wasn't even talking about it.
You're living in the past, Cheesy.
I know I'm living in the past. I know. But while I was there was another guy that was waiting in line. I told him that I had the chance to order it and I didn't. And he was like, oh, so you were you talking with your friends. What were you guys doing? I was like, oh, well, we were just recording a podcast. And then when it finished, the order went live. And he's like, oh, what podcast? And I was like, the Nintendo Powercast. And he's like, you're those guys? I've been listening to you guys for years. And I feel really bad because, one, I didn't get their name. And two, I went to GameStop right after Best Buy just because I was like, I'm already on the road. I'll go see if GameStop has them, even though weeks ahead of time they said that they weren't going to have any in their store. So to that dude, if you are listening, sorry that I didn't get your name or I didn't give you the hookup of where they were going to be. But I just thought that was really cool that we ran into somebody.
You should have just posted in the Discord randomly. Hey, local Colorado listener.
Yep.
in northern metro area, go to GameStop. They have it.
Should have.
Cheesy's leaving out a key detail of this story.
Which is?
So Best Buy didn't have it.
Yeah.
Best Buy missed out on a lot of money.
Frantically DMing me if I could send him my Best Buy order, because I did order it online. And then I went out to get it at Target. Uh-huh. And they luckily had it at Target. So he's, you know, please don't, he's begging me, you know, I can just picture Cheesy just begging me, like, please, please don't get rid of your order.
Look, man, I wasn't proud of it, okay, but desperate times, you know.
I canceled mine in line at GameStop when I was purchasing.
So how many did they have at GameStop?
Like I think three or five. Because when I went in, I was so sad because I was like, look, I know you guys have told me weeks ahead of time that you weren't going to have them. And I went in, I was like, I know you probably don't have them in store, because it was also an hour after GameStop had opened up. And I was like, do you happen to have any of the Splatoon Switches available? And they're like, yeah, we have them. And I was like, you have them in store? And he's like, yeah. He's like, did you want one? I was like, I could get it today. Like, it just didn't register with me that they actually had them available. So
that was awesome. I'm surprised he didn't say, like, yeah, why were you worried? This is like a super niche title.
I went to GameStop on my lunch break, and the one that I went to initially was out. And I asked, it was like noon or one my time probably. And he's like, yeah, we had about five in store and they're all gone. So I didn't really think anything of it. I had my Best Buy order. It was coming through. It would have come in like tomorrow, I think, if I had waited. And so I kind of just wrote it off. And because you guys had all been posting in our chat that you guys, Johnny had gotten it. He had to ask Target, I think, somebody behind the counter.
They went to the back. I think, so I checked online when I asked, and it said like one in stock. So I think that was the only one they got, maybe.
Wow.
I got there at 8 a.m. I woke up early for this.
Cheesy was up at like 6 something and just...
I know. What were you doing?
He was making TikToks.
I was making a TikTok. I thought it would be cool. And then it kind of...
Also,
like...
all right. I have a critique for the TikTok. You didn't show you getting the Switch later.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like... I had already posted the first one, so I could have done an update video, but then multiple things were happening that day that just other things were important. Yeah.
I prematurely put, let's go, in your TikTok right at the beginning when you started, because I thought you got it. And then I got to the end and you were like, I didn't get it. And I was like, let's go less. But it's okay. I still have my Best Buy order.
So I finished up the day close to a different GameStop, and I called them, and it was like probably 30, 40 minutes before they closed. And I just asked him if they had any, and he's like, yeah, we have like two left in stock. And I was like, so if I come in the next 10, 15 minutes, you'll have them. He goes, yeah, we should. So I went over there. The guy tried to sell me a protection plan and all that kind of stuff. I'm like, this is my third Switch. I don't need a protection plan. And he's like, but what if the Joy-Cons drift? I was like, I'm not banking on this being reprinted. I was like, I don't think I'll be able to get the Joy-Con. I'm like, you're not going to sell me on a protection plan of something that I don't know if I can get the exact thing that I want back.
I'm not going to lie. I've already had some desyncing problems, and it's been weird because it's not drift. It's just like my controller, like I can't use them while they're in the Switch, and the right one doesn't work either. And I was like, what the heck? Like I've ran into that a couple of times. And then I realized my cat was sitting on top of my Pro Controller. So it thought that I was using the Pro Controller.
They're cosmetic, easy. Just turn, just put it, just put them on a shelf, and that's all they're there for.
Yeah,
yo,
Cheesy, Pro Controller, are you getting it on Friday?
Yeah,
I'm getting it.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna try to find it.
I at this point, there's not a Pro Controller I don't have. So,
if you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I need to make that TikTok.
Here's what I'll say. If you travel with your Switch and you have Pro Controllers in a backpack in your trunk,
ooh,
it's impossible to play in the car.
Yeah.
You got to get a case for those Pro Controllers.
I'm like, how is it not possible for me just to tell that controller to stop connecting? Like,
if you go to controllers, I guess if any button pressed on it
then as soon as it pressed the button, it takes over again. I'm like, what is happening? Like, I was freaking out too. And then I realized, like, after I was, you know, swearing at my Switch for 30 minutes, trying to, like, literally just grinding in Xenoblade or something, I'm like, okay, forget it. I give up. I'm not playing this. But speaking of the protection plans, they had a PS5 at the GameStop I was at too. And I don't know how many Switches they had. They had at least two, because they didn't take the one out of the display when he brought me mine. And mine said number 3 on it. So I'm assuming they probably got at least 5. So they may have had 2 left when I left, but I don't know the exact number. But they had a PS5 and I was like, okay. He's like, yeah, but we have to sell it to you as a bundle. I'm like,
okay. $800.
So it was like $600. Right, give or take, you know, 600 or 700. But then he's like, yeah, and then I really recommend you get the protection plan. Of course you do. Right. And he's like, so then it's just like $800. I'm like, just okay, I'm throwing this thing in my office. I need no second controller. I definitely don't need Madden because I would play that on Xbox. And
was it
can
at least
I just
the new
return
Madden, or
these?
Was it last year's Madden?
No, it's new. So I'm like, hey, can I return this as soon as I get it? Can I return the game? And can I return the controller? He's like, yeah, but for half price, because you got to open them and trade them in. I was like, get the out of here. I'm like, I'm not doing this. There's no
way. PS Direct has stuff available like right now, I think. So you can still get it.
Oh, there you go. Because I'd rather just drop like the $400 on the digital and call it good. It's got all the games I need to play anyway. So I'm just like, I'd be set right there, but I'm like, I'm not gonna spend $800. I don't need to. He's like, well, we got all the colors of controllers. I'm like, cool. I don't care. So, yeah. So
Baldo in the chat said, just flexing y'all's collection on us, and it's true. So we should move on.
Well, all right. So Valdo is here. Okay. Hold on, before we move on.
I saw your tweet today. Is he not or in
he
your
has
Discord?
Not played Breath of the Wild.
Valdo, you need to turn off it. You need to turn off the podcast right now and go play.
No, don't say that. The numbers are struggling. Don't say that.
Everybody tell Valdo to play Breath of the Wild. Everybody in chat, in the comments.
We'll see you in 100 hours. Go Baldo, have fun.
You played the better version of Breath of the Wild. It's called Arceus, so you're good. I just got kicked off the show. I got kicked out of my Discord. Now I'm kicked off the show, you know.
So I was playing Splatoon 2, right?
Mm-hmm. On Saturday during the Splatfest?
Oh, God. No.
My goodness.
I'm not going to make that joke. But,
my God. It's a totally different game. My hours reset.
Because I was playing on a different Switch.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That sucks. Why did you do that?
Did you transfer your save? Well, it only tracks like 8 games that you've played. That's it.
Or maybe it's like your top played games?
No.
Because I had that was my top played game, and now like reset.
Hmm.
That sucks, man.
Yeah.
You can go back to that other Switch. You can go back to the other one and just look at your time there.
It doesn't matter. It's just an arbitrary number.
Mm-hmm. It seems important to you.
Well, I just don't know why it doesn't. Now, when somebody looks at my profile, they're going to be like, this guy is a fake fan. He's only playing Splatoon for like 3 hours.
Hey, you know what? Then, like, you know, see if you can be like a Splatoon shark or something and be like, yo, I'll play you for 10 bucks a match. You know?
And then I'm not good. I'm not good at the game.
Your most played game and you're not. Okay. I don't know. I don't know. I thought you were good.
Yeah, you had that guy painted into a corner, literally, there, Josh.
Right. Well, yeah. Josh or Johnny is going to say that he's good because Rock won the Splatfest. But let's be honest, Tricolor Splatfest is like doing a group project. Like, Big Man, Team Scissors, put in most of the credit.
That sounds like a negative. And then
you get punished for doing good in the beginning. You get totally punished.
I actually like it. I don't think that it is a bad mode. There are things that probably need to be fixed with it, but it makes sense. Like if you're the leading team, you got to defend your title. So I like that you have to defend the Ultra Signal, but I think part of it is the Splatfest or the Turf War part of it, which you also have to get more turf than the other two teams on top of trying to defend the Ultra Signal. And those two, I don't think really work well together. Like it should be one or the other. And it was surprising too, because I thought that the second half was going to be just the Tricolor Splatfest, but I'm glad it wasn't. Yeah. Because it's only one map, which I think is their shifty station that they did in Splatoon 2. So they're just kind of replacing that.
Well, in the couple of Tricolor Splats that I was able to win as Team Scissors was you had to first off find a way to sneak. There was only one way into the other team's base, and then you had to hope that one of your teammates that you aren't communicating with sees that you're there. They jump to you or something like that. You paint their base and you just kind of, and then you hope that the other two can kind of hold down the middle and you just strong arm a victory that way. But that's kind of the only way that it can happen.
I think the tricolor thing works in theory, but in actual practice, it's not that good. What I think they should do, instead of having two, like, you know, the two people from each other team on either side of Scissors, essentially, mm-hmm. we should just all start like the two teams going up. It should just be like turf war where they each start on one side, because I think coming from multiple angles, it just kind of puts the winning team at a disadvantage. And I will point out that every single one of you chose Scissors. And you're a bunch of losers. I chose Rock.
Again.
I chose Scissors?
Yeah,
you chose Scissors.
Oh, I didn't even know.
Group project for a man that played, what, like an hour?
I contributed. I played like three matches.
I won 100 times battle one of the first matches I played.
I came in at the end too. I was like at the very end. I was like an hour left.
Yeah. So you showed up late for the group project, and you're claiming Yeah. You're claiming that you were the originator.
Like, sorry, I didn't do my work.
When you play baseball, you have closers in baseball, right?
Mm.
They come in last minute, shut down the other team. That's me. I'm a closer.
I thought you said you were bad at this game.
Don't use my words against me.
Nobody makes me bleed my own blood.
Does anybody else see that Johnny's camera is frozen?
No.
No. Oh, okay. On my screen, he was frozen and looking very angry.
So also the shark is not a shark. It's a dolphin. That the ultra or the special that's the
reef slider.
Yeah, the reef slider. That's a dolphin. I don't care what anybody says. That's not a shark. It's not a shark. It looks like this. You know, it looks like Flipper.
Why would you put a muzzle on a dolphin?
Why would you? Dolphins are terrifying.
In ways that we don't need to talk about because it's not, you know, they wouldn't do that in Splatoon. I know what you're talking about, but like sharks are also.
It looks like a dolphin. I'm just saying.
Cryptic has a question for the panel. Says, are you more excited or less excited after the Splatfest for Splatoon 3 Crawler?
Less excited for Splatfest in Splatoon 3, but excited for Splatoon 3.
Jeez.
I mean, Splatfests are only, what, once a month for 2 days?
Yeah. Yeah, which is new because it used to just be 24 hours. Now it's 48 hours, with the first 24 being the Splatfest, and then the second 24 hours will be the Tricolor. For me, I'm, you know, probably biased. I am more excited. I really liked what I played of it. I think that it is faster. The maps are bigger and there's higher ground to them, so multiple levels, which is awesome. You can get medals. You can get a wipeout, which is if the other team's four players are splatted, it will pop up on the screen and say wipeout, which I think is really helpful because it lets you know.
Push.
Yeah, exactly. I really like the medals.
I like that.
Yeah, and we haven't even seen like what the medals will be for the rank modes too. You know,
I remember seeing most splats for me. So you know,
most splatted
enemy-based turret like painter, and there was some other stuff in there.
Yeah, and I think it's going to like make people play a little better or just like try to get better at the game,
define their roles in a certain way.
Yeah, exactly. I really like the specials, and I know like Josh was saying that he was upset with the NZAP not having the shields and it was the Tacticooler special. But what's nice about this game is you're able to see where the specials are or who's using a special on your team on the map. Or it may just be on the screen in like one of the corners and it will show you like in this direction, that's where one of your teammates is using the special. So if you see the Tacticooler, you can go over to where they laid down that special and then you get to get a boost. And speed is everything in Splatoon.
I guess you kind of see that with the last time they added something new was the Booyah Bomb in Splatoon 2. And that they made it a point to like let you know when it was happening.
Mm-hmm.
So they've kind of made that for all the stuff now in Splatoon 3.
Yeah, I really like the lobby. And I think the UI is better than what it was. There's like a friend list. One of the things that I really like about it is you can see your last previous matches. So like that was on the Splatnet app. You know, if you wanted to see how you were doing, you could look at your stats. And now that's just in the game. So that's really cool. The net code wasn't great for the Splatfest. Some people were saying that they had no problems with it. I think I ran into a bug where it was like, you just needed to put your switch into sleep mode and then turn it back on. But I didn't know that until after the Splatfest. But that being said, it was just for the Splatfest, right? So we know that the servers are going to open up when there are rank modes, when there's turf, when there is a Salmon Run. Now, Salmon Run's 24 hours. So there's going to be a lot of servers that will be open. But I don't think that this Splatfest did a good job of having first impressions for those that may be new to this series and think that's how the online is going to be.
Some of the matches were pretty sweaty too.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I think that will be balanced out.
Well, and like this,
there it is.
There it is on Josh's B-roll. Perfect getting timing. Kicked.
That was on 100 times.
On 100 battle, times too. Battle too.
Yeah,
they were scared.
So somebody disconnected, right? In this instance,
I don't like that. It kills
and you immediately
the entire
get
match.
Kicked out. Is that what happens?
Yeah,
get kicked out.
I think that was just for this Splatfest. It's, you know,
and it was somebody on Josh's team, because I hadn't looked at the stats until just now, but you can see that person was zero.
Yeah.
So either they DC'd as they were loading in, their switch went to sleep, or they whatever.
Their mom came in. They were like, I said, no more games.
No more. Turn that off. That's the problem with I think a lot. I mean, the Switch is a handheld console. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people are playing Wi-Fi. And a lot of people probably don't have the best Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
They need to not do that.
Buy an OLED. Buy the Splatoon OLED.
It's got a Ethernet port.
Get the LAN. Yeah, get the Ethernet port. Or if you have a regular Switch, get the LAN adapter.
Mm-hmm. And then do like I do with a 200-foot Ethernet cable that runs out of my office window all the way around my house to my kid's room so that he could be hooked up direct instead of having to use Wi-Fi. Problem solved.
But this map that Josh is playing on, this is a new one, right? This isn't a...
That was Splatoon 1 in Mahi Mahi Resort.
Okay, because the water level... like lowers later on in the match to expose more ground to turf more turf just, that you can
just tell him it's new. That way he feels like it's,
I didn't play. I have this Wii U over here, but I never bought it. I never
know,
bought the
I'm
game
not, there's no judgment. I'm just trying to make it's you feel new like to you're me. Getting more new toys instead of,
and I mean, like we've talked about that before, right? That like that some of these maps are going to be new to people because they didn't play Splatoon 1, and it is kind of new to those that did play Splatoon 1, because Mahi Mahi Resort is not the same layout as it once was. It's laid out a little bit different. And I'm curious to see if that's going to carry over with the other Splatoon 1 maps and even Splatoon 2.
You would think they'd be doing some kind of like little bit of remastering, you know, maybe make some better, get some better lines going, or, you know, little mm-hmm. get the, what's the word I'm looking for when you're playing shooters? The lanes.
Yeah.
Get some different lanes going. Who knows? I mean, it'll be interesting to see how much they lean into the competitive side of this game. Right. Because I feel like there's a pretty healthy competitive scene.
I think it's going to be
for
big.
Sure. Yeah.
You think
well, what? The first one's at PAX this weekend, right?
Yeah. The fifth.
Yeah, did anybody understand why we had to make a Splatoon name and it just didn't? It defaulted to what your account was on the Switch, but why did we have to make a name for Splatoon versus it just defaulting, like it just being your name of your account? Anybody know?
Discord implementation. That's what.
Did
it
I
like.
Make a name?
It defaults to N64 Josh, and you
but then you have like numbers at the end. I wonder if it's for like a recovery system, like if something were to happen to your account,
or cloud save or something like that, so it's not tied. Maybe so it's not tied to your. That's probably it. So it's not tied to your account that's on your Switch. It can just be a Splatoon name.
Yeah, I mean you can change it though. I think it's after like 30 days you can change it, so you can't change it very often. And I can't remember if like you're going to be assigned a new number, so we'll see. I did read some interesting things about the cloud save though. Like if you have Splatoon 2 already on your Switch, like your ranks will carry over, but also with the story,
if you're B plus or B minus or something like that, you get something.
Yeah.
You start, if you didn't recently buy a new Switch and transfer your data, then that stuff carries over. But
yeah,
just like your time.
Transfer your data to whatever
Switch. How that works. That's not how that works.
You can transfer your Splatoon data to your current main Switch.
You can transfer your time. You can transfer your save data.
I'm trolling you, bro.
At least it's not a separate app.
I actually have a video on how to transfer your save
data. But at least it's not a separate app like the Animal Crossing islands moving.
Hey. Positive. I know that's positive here. We're having fun. We got to play some video games.
I'm very positive. I think even this upstairs. Sorry, Josh. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, you're good. Tell me.
Looking at the B-roll in the lobby, you can go upstairs and there's like little arcade cabinets. I'm really hoping that those are the mini games that were available to play in the lobby of Splatoon 1. When you were just looking down in your gamepad, just waiting to get into the next game, there were little mini games. And I hope that they're bringing those back.
You know, I want think a game, there's
that table for the table game or whatever to play too.
I want a game like Snake with your squid, and you just can't touch the ink you leave behind.
Yeah,
you know, as it's little. Yeah, there you go.
That there one's free.
That was the first one's free. Nintendo, you're paying me for the next one. All right.
How about you, Josh? Are you hot or cold on Splatoon 3 after playing?
I mean, I'm going to have to find a new weapon, I think, because I don't think this cooler is it.
Well, there might be other. Like, there might be other
builds. I mean, that's what I'm excited for is the variations, because they only gave us a small sampling.
Oh, is that something that could, I mean, because I know you could get the different end zaps in 2. So
you might find a better a weapon similar to the end zap that has a special that you more sync with.
Nobody wants to use a support special. Like, nobody. Everybody wants the...
Josh likes shields.
The offensive ones. You know?
I like shields.
But shields could also be a really good defensive... If you were selfish and wanted just to focus on you, too. Like,
for sure.
But you definitely, when we were all playing, you tried to call out and make sure everyone was alive.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. And so
I do like the new spawning system where you can kind of jump out as far as you can.
Mm-hmm. It's so Halo 5, like the way.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't know how it's going to prevent spawn camping very much, though.
Why?
Like you're still in the same spot.
I mean, it's a lot wider landing zone that you can have than just being guaranteed to pop up on the, I guess you don't have the shields of that. Of the platform, I guess, but
yeah, and the other team can't see where you land.
Can you jump? Like, I didn't even try to super jump back to the spawn point. Can you still do that?
Yeah.
Do you have a pad to jump back to, or is it just a point?
It's the point.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Overall, it felt like more Splatoon, right? Like, which is a good thing. Splatoon is a fantastic series. Like, no complaints. Yeah, I mean, as far as Splatoon goes, I see some of the points from people that they wish this or that, but it's like I'm still gonna have fun with this game. I have no question. That's if I'm playing. I'm just not like I've not been gaming. My Switch, I tried handheld with Cowabunga Collection and played for a very short amount of time. I did play through Shredder's Revenge, but it's just gaming does not feel like a great use of my time right now, and I just haven't been able to find a lot of time for it. So as much as I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna jump into Splatoon, I'm gonna have it to where if I get the urge to play it, I'll be able to, but that's just where I'm at. I mean, tonight I spent the last 6 hours recording a new the next song that I'm going to be releasing, and like skipped on the Halo community night so that I could do
everyone
that.
Skipped like, on Halo. I was just sitting here by myself, you know.
Oh, it's okay. Oh. It's all right. We
want to talk about a disappointing game.
There he goes again. Johnny got kicked off.
Talking smack on another company's game, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. But let's talk about Cowbone Collection. I just mentioned it. He dropped this week. Crawler's got the special edition. I've got it in the mail. I was pretty excited for that one. And picked it up. I was gonna pick it up on Xbox because I wanted to get achievements, but then I decided to get it on Switch because I wanted to play it with my SNES and NES controllers. So I ended up getting it on Switch to play Digital.
Is there cross play on that?
I don't even think there's regular play based on the stuff I've seen. So shout out to Super Nintendad, right? Because the video that we saw on his Twitter was like, that's rough. That's Mario Maker 2 level net code right there. So hopefully that improves. But what a cool presentation of a game. You open it up and like they've got the theme songs going. They've got just a lot of fan service. I like the fact that they've got the artwork from the games as the background, since the aspect ratio doesn't stretch. Mm-hmm. I think I did see some people complaining or not necessarily complaining, but like wishing they had kind of remastered and then stretched, you know, that aspect ratio out for the game, similar to like Shredder's Revenge or whatever. But I mean, it's so, like I've told the story many a times, and I'm looking at our thumbnail right now, and just seeing the artwork for Turtles is so nostalgic for me. So nostalgic for me. Like I love the Turtles. It was like huge part of my childhood, and especially these games. Like I've said many times, like the first game I ever watched the sun come up was Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2, the arcade game. Like that was the one of the games that I would play over and over and over again. So to have this on my Switch on the go, I'm here for it. And even the arcade, like the first game I went to was the actual arcade game. So much nostalgia for that, right? Just because, I mean, I'll still go down to, like, we've got a retro game store called Another Castle. I'll go in and throw quarters in the machine just to play those first few levels again. Like that, I mean,
do we think that this suffers a little bit for coming out after Shredder's Revenge?
I don't think so, because there's hardly anything coming out right now.
True.
Right.
What do you mean by that?
Like, well, I mean,
system, like between all the systems, there's not a lot of major, like there hasn't been any, like, Splatoon's coming out next week, but other than that, I don't feel like there's like
there's a 7-year old game coming out on PlayStation today.
Okay, but so I think it. I think,
how,
it,
how, I think it, how old is Last of Us Part One again? I don't even know.
It's like 7 years.
Yeah, yeah. So I mean, so I think it came out at a good time. Does the price it suffer tag as far might as
scare
like
people away a little bit?
Potentially, it's a lot of games. I think what they probably did is release Shredder's Revenge, and then it gets people like kind of hyped on Turtles. They probably pick this one up, and then it collects dust, but they still spend their money.
Mm-hmm. And it's more expensive than Shredder's Revenge too.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, but I mean, also kind of fun if you want to do some like challenging, like super challenging games. Beat the damn level in the first Turtles game. Like I've been chatting with Hate Zero quite a bit in the Discord, and he's just like, this is gonna give my Joy-Cons drift. I just know it. Like I know
get
it.
This get the Ape-a-do controller out, man.
He's got his SN30 or whatever, so he's rocking and rolling with it. But okay so this will be the question. We'll talk more about Cowabunga Collection, but I want you guys thinking about it. This to me is one of those collections that like we've been, I mean, you guys can go back and listen to older episodes of this show, and we've talked about like a Turtles collection. Mm-hmm. I want to know from each of you guys, and it may be Turtles, but if it's something else, what collection of games would be a huge seller for you? But we can keep, we'll keep discussing Cowabunga Collection. Who got some time with it?
I bought it, but I haven't played with it yet.
I didn't buy it.
Okay, so what collection of games would you guys love to see get this level of treatment and be available on all the consoles?
Oh, on all the consoles? Because I was going to say all the Mario games, all the 2D Mario games, bring those in a physical release again.
So like All-Stars?
Yeah, but better.
Like, but not, you want, like, yeah, not, like, not me, but not yeah, messed like, up how they did All-Stars.
Super Mario
like,
Land, the Game Boy games, you know.
Gotcha. Okay.
Mario like Paint.
Mario Paint. You want the mouse?
Mario Type. Mario Type.
Or where's that? What's
Mario that Teaches Typing, where, whatever it's called.
Yeah, then there's the Where's Mario or whatever? Like that history one.
Mm-hmm. Hotel Mario.
Oh yeah, Hotel Mario, put that
Mario's
in there,
missing.
Yeah, Mario's missing. That's what it was.
Some deep cuts there. Wow. Wow. Okay. All right.
Mine.
Don't say Splatoon. Don't say Splatoon.
I mean, it would be nice. So I want the Splatoon
collection.
I mean, if you want to play the first one, you got to get a Wii U. But mine would be just a Rare Replay. Like, if I could get that on Switch, like if Rare came back to Nintendo, that would be the collection that I would want.
I'm kind of with you. Conquer. I'm kind of with you, but I want them to beef it up and get all the licenses that they once had, like have GoldenEye included in that, have some of the other stuff that is just not
Battletoads.
Yeah. I mean
Battletoads is in there.
Yeah.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Battletoads, the RC Pro-Am 1 and 2. There's a lot of classics.
I think Crawler just thought of GoldenEye and then that was it. Like, I don't think
that was kind of it. But GoldenEye doesn't age well. So it's like this kind of stuff too, where you're like, I want it, but you want it to like, I mean, some of these games age well, but then like you go back and having to play them, it's all rose tinted glasses. I think we all want this stuff and then it sits on the shelf.
Not the digital version. It sits right in the Switch.
You look at the icon.
Wait, speaking of this icon though, this is one of the best icons on the Switch. Period.
I bought it just for the icon.
I pretty much did. Just so I know it's there, you know. So,
I like how Nate called me a cheater because I already came up with a collection that already exists. Right, so
I did that too.
What about the street games? You know, we'll get
NFL, NBA, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, we'll just get them in there.
Or just a collection of Madden games, like
or the Vendetta Madden games.
How about just Madden and they fix it and it's not crap and they just update it every year.
Madden on the Switch. If you guys are watching the stream right now or not watching, you're seeing a cloth poster.
It's a cloth, yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Now Johnny wants it.
Yeah, now I do want it. That could be like a mouse pad. $170 mouse pad.
There you go. There you go. I'm gonna go to chat real quick. We've got Sir. Let's see. Let's go all the way back up here. Super Nintendo says Beavis and Butthead. I'm not reading that word. They have a collection of games, apparently. Let's see. Moving right along here. Servant says I want the Marvel versus Capcom games in a collection like TMNT. That'd be pretty.
Yeah, because everyone wants Marvel versus Capcom 2 is what the big push is.
They do. There's no question there. Michael says, I'd love to see this happen to Dragon Quest. That would be a lot of games. That would be
a big one.
Yeah, could you imagine how long you would have like to play all those games? That'd be so much content. Like, so much content. Nady Nay says, give me SNES Bombermans. There you go. That's pretty cool. Cryptic says, Streets of Rage or Golden Axe. All right. Showing a little bit of Sega love there. I like it. Let's see. Brian, that's how we used to start the loot cast, said Mutant League Collection. If I remember correctly, is that... No, that was different. That was Super High Impact Football on the Super Nintendo. Did anybody remember? Did anybody play that? Do you remember? It was one of those games that had a few voiced lines, right? And one of them was, if you hit a guy hard enough, it kind of made him explode, I guess, if I remember correctly. And the guy would, the announcer would just be like, "Somebody get a body bag." Like, I don't know. Well, I just remember
Mutant League
it.
Had what? Football? Didn't they have baseball too?
I don't even. I think I have Mutant League Football on the Switch. I'm pretty sure. So, but I mean, for me, I mean, obviously, I said Turtles. The Master Chief Collection is one of the greatest collections of games ever, and it still gets more love than their newest game. So that's nice.
And there goes Josh.
Baby, come back. Okay, here we go. Ryan says Dragon Ball Legacy of Goku collection. So there you go. There's a handful. I don't know any did Crawler, you just said GoldenEye. That's pretty much your
I don't know.
He's like, I really want Rare Replay. Just give me GoldenEye. I don't care about the Donkey Kong countries or Donkey Kong 64. I just want GoldenEye.
Viva the Donkey Pinata Kong
collection would be cool.
It's there. It's in the regular collection.
Pinatas are there.
Killer Instincts, the fighting games, they're there. Like, you could play the Super Nintendo version.
Perfect Dark.
I mean, kind of like what you guys said about the street game. Like, recently, Arcade 1UP had they're making Blitz, and they've done NBA Jam. But, like, put all those like 90s arcade sports games into one kind of thing. That would be cool.
I had hit me as you said that, a collection of like wrestling games, you know,
like WCW Revenge and NWO, like all the,
but
like,
go all the way back. Like, just like this Turtles is like mostly SNES, NES and arcade. The problem with like WWE is that anything that's like WWF, they like don't, they pretend doesn't exist anymore. You know, so it's like we lost everything from the like the 80s and 90s once that name changed. But I mean, I remember playing WrestleMania on my Nintendo Entertainment System. Like, the graphics and stuff were horrible, but like I still did it. And the Super Nintendo had incredible wrestling games, and the 64 WCW games,
those were the heyday of them.
Oh, absolutely. And then WrestleMania and No Mercy, absolute stellar titles. Like, those would be a great collection.
Of all bad licensed games from back in the 90s, like Superman 64, and just find a way to get all the bad. I'm sure there's plenty of DC stuff. Like, Batman had probably a lot of different games, but some of them are probably good.
You were saying that jokingly, but Batman Returns on the Super Nintendo is if you are a fan of beat 'em ups like Final Fight or Streets of Rage, Batman Returns is an absolute must play for you. And that game featured one of the coolest things it will stick with me forever. I don't know if you guys remember the movie, but there's a point in the movie where Michelle Pfeiffer is like kind of being like held against her will, right, by like one of the Penguin's you know, the henchmen or whatever, and Batman shoots his grappling hook into the wall, and the guy's like, "Haha, you missed," and then he pulls the wall down on him, right? So in the game, you have your grappling hook and you get to this point, and I'm like, I remember the first time I just fought him and beat him up, and he had a pretty big health bar. I was like, man, that took a while. Well, the second time I went through, I shot my grappling hook and it stuck the wall, and I pulled the concrete out and hit him, and it took away most of his most of his health. And I was like, okay, that was pretty amazing, you know, because if you think about movie games, oftentimes it's like they always veer pretty far from the Because they have to, right?
Yeah, Star Wars Episode 3, you could do a different ending from the movie.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So, but I mean, again, like, there's another one, a Star Wars collection. Mm-hmm. Like, Star Wars games would be fantastic. So,
I want a game show collection. You know, let's get some Family Feud, some
Wheel of Fortune, dude.
Bring back One versus 100.
I thought they were working on that.
Are they bringing it back?
I thought they were bringing it back.
It's the same people making Halo Infinite, so it'll never get done. But I mean, I got like Pictionary on the NES, you know, like there's
how do you draw on that? How does that work?
I don't know. It, I have no idea. Battleship and stuff like that. Monopoly, you know,
to bring us back.
Monopoly. How can you play that digitally? You can't flip the board and say, screw this, I'm going home. Like,
there's a Monopoly on Switch. You can play Monopoly on
there's
Switch.
A couple
true.
Of them.
That's true.
Bring us back, Cheesy.
Do we want to talk about a potential direct? Because
Super Nintendo had ruined it.
Well, hold on. I'm just pointing it out that last week Josh said that he doesn't think there's going to be one until next E3. Do you still believe that?
Is that what I said?
The article I read on IGN said that there's always been a September Switch or a September direct.
There's always been a June one too, though. So it's like
not always.
To clarify,
the E3 era there has.
The E3 will be the next mainline, like, full-on direct, and I think we're only going to get one of those a year. That's will there be a direct? Potentially, but what is a direct now? A third-party showcase? An indie direct?
I want a proper... Clear your calendar for 7 a.m. Wednesday morning where,
get a time machine because that's the only way you're getting those.
The hype cycle. They ruin the hype cycle.
No, directs are still, and that's, they're, I mean, even if they're not doing them as much, they're going to get people hyped because if you say you're having a direct after not having one in a while, it's going to get people hyped. And I just have... There was back in 2019, 2020, obviously with the pandemic, they weren't doing directs. And I can't remember when it was in 2019 that was the last direct, but I was saying that they were done and that it seemed like they were just doing tweets, especially after they announced Origami King. And then they announced Pikmin 3 on Twitter. They announced Age of Calamity. Like, it definitely seemed that was the way that they were going. I'm just ignoring you. That was the way that they were going.
Then they had like a shadow drop, 8-minute YouTube video for the 3D collection.
Well, they had a Mario Direct. That was their September Direct in 2020. Yeah. Was the Mario 30th
and then the game came out. The game came out in October, so it was a short hype cycle on that.
And I mean, they don't really have anything big coming out this year, so like,
unless they announce something,
man, I you know we have the same conversation every
Pokemon.
That's a niche title. That's what I said, right?
Pokemon, yeah. But anyway. In February of 2021, they brought the direct back, and I admitted I was wrong, and that was one of the best directs because at the very end, they announced Splatoon 3. So, like, for me, that was a great direct. I don't think the directs are going anywhere. I just think that maybe they have learned that not everything needs to be in a direct, and some things are just worthy of a tweet.
But they also flat out told us that directs were changing.
Yeah, and I believe that to be true. It's Nintendo. I mean, now you have State of Plays. Microsoft has kind of gotten into that digital event a little bit, so I'm sure that they want to remain on top and be innovative of how they're announcing their games. And maybe that is just tweets and, like, you know, with Origami King, I think they announced it in May. And then it came out in July, or maybe they announced it in April. So, like, there's just a 3-month gap or 2-month gap, and then the next game is out. So, I still think that they're doing directs. Because again, all we know that's a possibility is Breath of the Wild 2 next year. Like, we need more games on the calendar.
Did we get a full on direct this year?
Yeah, in February.
February. Yeah, February.
Because there was that thing going around that, you know, somebody Googled Nintendo Direct and it came up 2/9/22 and people thought that it was the European, like September 2nd, 2022, but it's actually February 9th because that's when the last one was. And then we had the unknown game maintenance. I hate this time of year. Like,
because it gives you anxiety or what?
It's because everybody's like, oh, yeah, they're going to announce it tomorrow. And he hates they're having hope. Announce it tomorrow, and then, like, it never happens. You see that notification come in at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time every day, and it's like, here's Fire Emblem something random.
I mean, eventually, those people are going to get it right if they just say every date, right? But, like, I think that it is possible that the Direct was going to come out, you know, when they say, like, oh, it's coming out tomorrow, and then Nintendo looks at that and they're like, well, it was, but now that you mention it, we'll push it back.
There's no way they do that. There's no way.
I know, because they, I know. It's all scheduling.
In that case, we'll never see another Direct because there's one coming tomorrow.
I mean, the facts is that they have always had a September Direct and it is before Tokyo Game Show. This is something that Game Explain was saying, is that they need to have a Direct before Tokyo Game Show because those third-party developers usually show off their games during that time. And so they need to, like, have those announced ahead of time.
Maybe they just don't have any third-party games? You know,
Tokyo Game Show is the 15th. I know what you're saying, but, like...
No Man's Sky is coming out. That's about it.
Yeah.
But is that going to be playable?
It looks good in that trailer. It looks real good.
That was running on the Xbox.
Probably.
And the footage on the Switch was an Xbox
Steam,
YouTube video.
Was a Steam Deck.
They just added Drift so that it looked like a Switch. I'm sorry, Cheesy. I'm sorry.
Well, the rumor September 12th, right? Like, that's the rumor September 12th.
Yeah, Wednesday the 12th, right?
You know, once, is that, or you no, know, they release Splatoon and then forget about it ever again, never update it again because
oh, my God, I don't want to go down this conversation.
Where's Mario Strikers? What's happening with that?
It doesn't matter.
Where's they Nintendo are more, Switch Sports? What's up with that?
They're more focused on Splatoon. And
Switch Sports,
like,
they
that
at
one's
least
not getting
throw out new weekly stuff or whatever.
Where's
every
golf?
Week?
It's September. Where's golf?
Got to go play for real, baby.
It's going to be
birdie putt.
Correct.
Nice on. Know.
That could actually
That's
going to
be the big reveal at the end. Golf is out now.
Oh, you meant not Super Rush. You meant.
Oh, golf for sports.
I thought you were saying where's some more love
what
for golf.
What is the timetable for that?
It was supposed to be September.
They said fall.
Well, good thing it's the first day of September.
Yeah.
They got 29 more days, Johnny.
I saw all those million sellers. They don't need to try anymore. It doesn't matter.
Oh, yeah. We talked about that in our chat. I'm of the 55 first party games, I think I'm short 7. Josh is short 2? 1? Johnny, how many were you?
I'm short 2, but I have multiple. I have 2 copies of Smash and Mario 3D.
Yeah, how many copies of some games do you have, Josh?
Cheesy, how many were you missing?
I'm short 18 of that list, which I'm okay with.
Those are rookie numbers, like I said.
You're still over 50%, so you're part of the problem too.
With me. what was the one I'm missing though? It's like some kind of brain.
Meetopia,
oh,
right?
I think it's the one that's over, only came out in Japan.
Yeah, that's why I don't have it. Like, it's the it's the guy from Brain Age, right?
Oh, that one. Yeah. That did come out just in Japan.
So that's the only one I'm missing. And I'm like,
well, good on Play Asia and complete your collection. So,
you know, you're right.
What's right. your excuse, man?
I got no excuses. No excuses at all. So, but no, I mean, as far as the direct goes, believe me, I would love it. I would love it if they said, yo, we're having a September direct and we get to see, you know, probably not the Metroid Prime trilogy, because they're gonna milk that one. But Metroid Prime, I want a new Punch Out bad. I want to see F-Zero get some love. Donkey Kong Country's, you know, primed and ready for something new.
This is where you're
Mario Odyssey 2 ready. Luigi's Mansion 4. Pikmin 4.
A creative way to get Nintendo Land play.
This is playable. How we get in trouble. Everybody gets too excited.
I love how upset Johnny is about this. Like, people are just wanting to be positive, and he's like, no, stop dreaming.
And during that direct, GBA games on Nintendo Switch Online, so we can basically play all of the Metroid games on Switch. That would be fantastic. Zero Mission, Fusion.
They probably canceled all the Metroid games because Dread only sold like 3 million copies or something.
Well, they also can do that now because everyone already had their fear and they bought stuff on Wii U before it shut down. And now you can't buy it anymore, so now they can find a way to...
Well, no, you can buy stuff. You just have to load up your account.
Load up points. Switch. Yeah.
Is that the best-selling Metroid game, Dread?
2D, yes. Prime, okay. Prime is still number
one. It sold less than 1-2 one. Switch, and that's how they... measure if they're going to continue a series.
Yeah, 3-4 Switch is getting a sequel.
Well, then give us ARMS. That was the sequel to
that
ARMS.
Sold less than 1-2 Switch as well.
Is it really? Did it?
Yeah, I think so. I think it only sold like 2.6 million.
Only.
And 1-2 Switch sold 3.6 million.
It's because there was nothing else to play after Breath of the Wild. That's what happened there. I don't know. We're going to keep this conversation going on the NPC expansion pack that you can find on patreon.com/NintendoPowerCast. If you guys would like to check that out, we appreciate all the love and support. If you are here live, thank you guys. We love you. If you're listening after the fact or watching wherever you consume your podcast, we are so grateful and we appreciate you. And also, if you think we are wrong, please tweet at us or jump in the Discord and tell us. I love how many tweets I get every week. Like, yo, that was a pretty niche episode. Like, I get to see and hear the word niche on a regular basis now. So I thank you guys for
ARMS,
that.
ARMS 2.6, 1-2 Switch, 3.63.
Oh my God.
Well, that's why we didn't get a sequel. That's the measurement.
All the stuff we're never going to see because it sold less than 1-2 Switch. Paper Mario, Origami King, Yoshi Crafted World, Metroid Dread, ARMS, Xenoblade Chronicles 2, Pokemon Snap, Golf Super Rush, Pikmin 3, Treasure Tracker, Strikers Battle League, Octopath. There's plenty of stuff underneath there.
All right. Bye, everybody.